You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Falcons, play here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foyt Associates Personal Injury Law.
Guys, talk a little Braves before we talk Falcons and wrap things up here. It's Dukes and Bale, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Falcons countdown to kickoff coming up with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. Stay tuned for that at 5 o'clock. Around the Yard brought to you by our friends at Zero Res Atlanta, Best Carpet Service, and Mark Spain. Mike, real quick, we talked about it earlier. Drake Baldwin, a great night last night. Hopefully he can continue to build on it. 5 RBI, and he's in the running for Rookie of the Year. I think the most interesting thing we learned, right, was if he wins it, we get an additional pick.
Yeah, because years ago, if you guys take it all the way back to when Ronald Acuna was a rookie, and Carl and I was like, where's Acuna? Every day it was like a thing with us because, and look, it's not, I'm not picking on the Braves. Other teams do this. That's why this new rule is in place, is so that you can encourage teams not to get for that extra year of control,
right,
which is exactly what the Braves did. So we missed out on like what, the first 7 or 8 weeks of Ronald Acuna. So that's why if you win Rookie of the Year, they give you an extra first-round pick, which is great. And I think certainly Drake Baldwin is the Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I do too. And again, I hope he gets it. But it tells you how talented this farm system has been if this happens again with, you know, our man, Michael Money Harris, you know, winning it. Now you turn right back around a couple of years later and you get another kid to come up and win it. He's 24 years old, immense talent, and we just hope he gets more opportunities. Hey, we know Falcons Lions tonight. By the way, post game tonight, it'll be Mike Johnson and Grant McCauley, as we told you about yesterday with Grant coming on and visiting with us. But Mike, here's the deal. And the guy said to me, what do you care about most tonight? I want to see Jalen Walker. I want to see James Pierce Jr. Some of these guys, if James is going to play, we know Jalen's going to. Xavier Watts. Just be in the mix, man. Let's see a little bit of this and see some of the things that Mike and I have been telling you about. I don't expect it to happen every play, guys. But again, I think, Mike, the main thing is we just don't know if they're in there for two series, one, or if they're in there for a half. I don't know what that looks like tonight, right, for some of these guys.
Now, again, guys, we talked about, I mentioned Braylon Trice, if nothing else, as not a sympathetic figure, but a guy we were looking really forward to seeing last year, and he got hurt, and that's why we went defense, trying to find some real edge rush. But that's a guy I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do. I know that there's other guys like D'Angelo Malone. It's kind of like poop or get off the pot time, right, for a late-round draft pick. That's another guy. Local ties, of course. You and I talked about Kobe Bryant, Kobe with a C, like what he does in practice. You already talked about those corners. And then, you know, on the offensive side, guys that are maybe trying to move up the depth chart behind Ray McLeod. We know we're going to see Darnell Mooney back at some point.
Some point, yeah.
But Mooney is banged up. So we'll see. I mean, we've talked about DS5, David Sills the fifth. Then there's a couple of other dudes that, Nick Nash, for instance, you know, is he going to have a shot out there? So when you look at the depth chart and you say, you know, do any of these guys have a chance to crack this line? Remember, you know, Felipe Franks is still here. You'll probably see him out there tonight.
That's true.
Lord knows where he winds up, but you know, there is a depth chart behind Kyle Pitts and Charlie Warner.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. Felipe actually caught a touchdown, I think, Tuesday, or it had to be Tuesday, Mike, in the scrimmage. It wasn't the live scrimmage like we saw on Wednesday, but he is still here. You're right. It's funny that 84 is still roaming around. I think they still love his versatility.
Right, but the inside, you mentioned it earlier, the inside of the line, you know, do we have a better rotation? Rook, row, you know, I don't believe we're going to see him, but you said Brandon Dorlus, Kentavious Street, you know, Taquan, and the guy that, you know, remember I was calling Megan Fox, Morgan Fox. I'm not sure we're going to see a veteran out there tonight, but we do have some dudes. We certainly have more depth, and that's one of the things. There will be some harder decisions to make cuts than probably we have in the last 4 years, five years on this team.
I do agree with that, and that means we've gotten better players. So hopefully, and across the board, like when you're cutting guys that would normally make the team, that means you got better players. You got more choices, and so that's where you want to be. Hey, Monday, we are back at you guys, 2 o'clock. Live from Hooters. The Taj Mahal Hooters. We're back up there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday up there in Buford, guys, right there by the Mall of Georgia. If you've not had a chance to come out and visit with us, please do. We'd love to get a chance to see you. Those are our last 3 days up there. We'll be up there during the season at some point, but as far as camp is concerned, because that shuts down really those open practices, and so we're excited about being back up there. But Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, just a reminder, as we'll be talking about the game and all the things that happened this weekend.
Yeah, last night we talked to Carl real quick. Just it was sort of a tale of two ways of handling your preseason. You saw Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, like they hadn't skipped a beat, and you saw Anthony Richardson showing you why they got to play him in a preseason game, because he still doesn't know how the NFL works, and basically completely ignores a linebacker, is locked on one side, he gets beat up, so now they're jammed up at the quarterback position, at least for the short term, with a pinky injury. So I know a lot of folks have different takes on how we should be handling it, but I know one thing for certain, I can't wait to see Tuesday and Wednesday when the Titans are here at practice.
No doubt. Browns, Carolina tonight, Commanders, Patriots as well. There's preseason games all weekend. We'll recap all this stuff, man, and make sure you come out and hang out with us if you get an opportunity. All right, we got to get out of the way again. Falcons countdown to kickoff coming up, getting you ready for tonight's contest. That's with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, and then they'll lead into the Falcons pregame as well. So stay right here. All right, Big O, back at the studio, man. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, man, thanks to Bryant McFadden for stopping by, kind of giving us his camp layout. He's been all over the country, all over the place. Great stuff with him. It's online at odyssey.com. Thanks to Steve Coonan as well. Normal Friday show, a little different, as we're in the preseason and these games start a little bit earlier, but it's kind of fun, man, and appreciate all the feedback as well from you guys. Hit us up on social media during the weekend. Tell us what you're thinking, man, and what you think about tonight. We will be talking with you. Back at the studio, Day-Day, great job, as always, executive producing. And, of course, my man Big O. Hey, stay right there. Falcons countdown to kickoff's coming up. All right, Mike, we got to get out of the way, man. Football's back. Clear your throat.
Hey, man, one thing for sure. You don't want your quarterback having patellar tendonitis. Asked about it. His quarterback is Garrett Nussmeier. Brian Kelly said on a scale of 1 to 10, it's a 1.5. A 1.5? Okay. Says he'll be fine. Just something to watch out for, because he's got to go and be the man if LSU's going to do anything this year.
Oh, that's not good news. Not good news at all. I'll tell you what is good news. Guys, there's a lot of hope right now about these Atlanta Falcons. Don't take more from tonight than you need to. Just take it in and let's watch. We got time to get right before the season starts, but I'm excited. I hope you are as well. Get at us at Monday on Monday, guys. If you love the show,
tell your friends.
If you don't,
you just missed a blindside robber.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.